Hello everyone, my name is Sam and welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. The challenge we're looking at today comes from the video called How Did Eating Popcorn Become a Custom at Movie Theaters? And I should mention, because it's relevant, the first time I came to Taiwan and went to a movie, I remember I was very surprised because the popcorn was sweet. I don't know if you guys knew, but at least in North America, all of our popcorn that you get in movie theaters, we butter and salt it, so our popcorn is it's almost yellow. Actually, it is usually quite yellow. They put way too much butter at movie theaters, but it's very good. It's delicious, I must admit. I thought that was pretty interesting that you guys have sweet popcorn here, and we have salty popcorn. Actually, let me know down in the comments if you've tried salty popcorn. What do you think? Do you like it, or is it too weird because you're used to sweet popcorn? Anyway, let's get on to our challenge. How did eating popcorn become a custom at movie theaters? Nowadays, movie theaters depend on popcorn. They earn about 85% of their profits and 40% of their total revenue from concessions. That was not always the case. Also, I should mention that the speaker, Craig, who is a famous YouTuber in this video, he talks very, very quickly. He's known for talking quickly. So this challenge might be a little bit extra challenging for some people. So if you find it difficult, don't worry. Listen to it a few times and practice it. And you will get it. So let's do our vocabulary. So first we have custom and tradition. Custom and tradition. So a custom is essentially just a 习俗. Just like in Chinese, you know, there are customs and practices in different places around the world. You could also say practice. That's another synonym for this word. So, for example, you could say, whenever I go to a new place, I try to learn about the local culture and customs. Just means you want to learn about how they do things there and what sort of, common practices they have, what things they do there. And then for the word tradition, the reason I bring up the word tradition is because these two words are often used as synonyms. And in many cases, they are pretty interchangeable. You can use both words to describe just the way that a culture does certain things, or maybe it has certain practices, certain specific events, you could even say, that are considered traditions. But tradition, we would translate as 传统. And actually, a very common usage for the word tradition is people talk about family traditions or maybe a tradition between friends. For example, let's say you and a friend always drive the same road, and every time you drive that road, you stop in the same restaurant and have dinner. You could say that it's a tradition to stop there and have dinner there. That's like a tradition between you two, or, you know, with whoever. However, you couldn't say that's a custom between you two. A custom is sort of like the way things are done. It's something that is done a certain way within, I guess, usually a larger group of people. So you couldn't really just say that you and your friend have a custom. But you can say you guys have a tradition. And moving on, we have nowadays and today. Nowadays and today. And so for the word nowadays, that is just 现金. That's a 今天的金,不是, you know, not cash. And nowadays just essentially means, you know, these days, recently, in this sort of time period, currently. So people, you know, you could say something like, nowadays, people spend more time on their phones than they do with their families. That just means these days, or, you know, at this time, sort of in the last few years. It's a very general term. It has no sort of specific, last 5 years or last few months. It's very general. And the reason I bring up the word today, of course, it also means 今天. But the reason I mention it is because it also has the meaning of nowadays. So, for example, you could use that same sentence. You could say, "Today people spend more time on their phones," blah blah blah. And in this case, today, of course, does not mean today, as in, from this morning until tonight. It also just means these days, recently, currently, that kind of thing. And yeah, very similar usages. And next we have profit and profitable. Profit and profitable. So for the word profit, it just means 利润. And I'm sure most people knew that. But the reason I mention this is because I want to make some distinctions with some words that get mixed up. So first I'll talk about profit. So profit, as I just said, is 利润. It's essentially just the money that you take home after your costs. So that's like the money that you actually make, not just the money you get. So if you're running a business and you're selling lemonade, the profit is just the money that you take after you've paid for all of your costs, for your lemons, for the stand, for paying your workers, all that stuff. That's profit. So for example, you could say, "You need to lower your costs in order to make a profit." So you can say make a profit. You can also say turn a profit. That's the same meaning. And then we have profitable. Profitable. And quite simply, that just means that something makes a profit or a good profit. So for instance, you could say, "This is a very profitable business." That just means it makes a lot of profit, makes a lot of money. Or, "Microsoft is a very profitable company," that kind of thing. That's pretty simple. And finally, we have revenue and income. Revenue and income. So the word revenue is 收入. And actually, income can also be translated as 收入. So first, let's talk about revenue. So revenue is just the money that actually comes in. So revenue is the money you make, and then once you pay your costs, the money you have left over is your profit, as I just mentioned. So for instance, you could say the firm made $2 million of revenue this year. That just means that maybe they sold $2 million worth of products or services or whatever that they sell or do. And actually, for the word income, you could use it in a very similar way in this context. You could say that they had $2 million of income, but I want to make an important distinction, and that is that for income, you can use it for people as well, but not revenue. So, for example, you can have personal income. So, you can say, "I had this much income this year or this month," but you can't say that you, as an individual, had so much revenue. That sounds kind of weird. I mean, your income includes, whatever money you make at your job, or let's say you have other investments or something like that. All of that together is your income. But you can't say that, if you work a job, you can't say that it's your revenue. Revenue is kind of more for businesses and that kind of thing. But yeah, for businesses, you can say income or revenue. And although in some cases they can have slightly different meanings, that's more in sort of very, very specific business-related cases. Like in accounting, I think sometimes the two terms are used differently. But in general, day-to-day speaking, there's no problem with using income and revenue as the same thing when referring to businesses, as I said. Anyway, that's all we have for our vocabulary. Let's go through our challenge one more time and we'll wrap it up. How did eating popcorn become a custom at movie theaters? Nowadays, movie theaters depend on popcorn. They earn about 85% of their profits and 40% of their total revenue from concessions. That was not always the case. Yeah, that's it. Also, I should mention concessions. Concessions just talks about that little desk when you go into a movie theater and they have that spot where they sell pop and candy and popcorn and all that stuff. That's like the concessions stand. That's all that is. Just thought I'd mention that. Anyway, that is all we have for today. Thank you all for listening, and let me know down in the comments if you've tried salty popcorn. I know it's not that common in Taiwan, but if you've tried salty popcorn, you know, with salt and butter and all that, did you like it? And what do you prefer, salty popcorn or sweet popcorn? And by the way, when I ask these little questions in the challenges, you are more than welcome to answer in either English or Chinese, but I encourage you, if you feel comfortable, to answer in English. I think it's always a good thing to practice even expressing very simple opinions in a foreign language. So that's it. Thanks again, and I'll see you all on the next one. Bye.